Lord, praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your blessings upon our lives. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives and situations. Thank you for reversing irreversible things. Thank you for your strength that is working in us, upholding us. Thank you for your power that is fighting our battles, giving us victories and dominion. Thank you for your name that is conquering every other names. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for all the blessings you have showered upon us. We thank you for the opportunities you have sent into our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for great things you have in store for us. Thank you, because you're going to release those things into our lives very shortly. We are grateful because you shall do great things even before the end of this year. Great and mighty things you shall do for us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for divine protection and preservation. Thank you for keeping us in health, in good health. Thank you, Father. Thank you for healing our sicknesses. Thank you for taking away our diseases. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for opening doors for us, even the doors that we need to move forward and to succeed. Thank you, Father. We thank you for giving us grace to repent genuinely. Grace to repent from every sin. And not only that, you have also given us grace to obey your word, grace to obey your will, grace to obey your voice, grace to follow your commandments and instructions. Thank you, Father. We are here this night, this midnight, to seek your face. We are here to call upon your name in faith. We are here to receive helps from you. Oh Lord, be merciful unto us and help us as we pray tonight in Jesus' name. We don't want to seek you in vain. We don't want to pray in vain. Oh Lord, have mercy on us. Hear us and answer us from your throne. In Jesus' name, let our request reach you right there in heaven. And let the answers to our prayers be released immediately in Jesus' name. Have your way in our lives, O Lord. Enforce your will. Enforce your will. Enforce your promises to prevail and to manifest in our lives. In Jesus' name. Fill us with your Holy Spirit as we pray right here tonight. Empower us for victory as we pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs. In the highest, let our belief that us all sing Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Let our instead of Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King believe that I hold the believe that I hold believe that I am. I believe that I am. Oh, I believe that I am. Jesus, believe that I believe that I am. Jesus, I believe that I am. I believe that I am King of Glory. I believe that I am. Let our King, let our King believe that I am. Let our King believe that I. Let our King believe that I. Oh, Zion, Zion. In God, He's only strong. Our faith in God, He watches over His own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Our faith in God, our faith in God, our faith in God, our faith in God, He's only strong. Our faith in God, He watches over His own. He cannot fail. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Our faith in God. Our faith in God. Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Faithful are You, Lord. Faithful are You, Lord. Faithful are You, Lord. You are so faithful. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are yet to say, faithful are you, Lord. You're forever faithful. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. All these a miracle walk. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle walker. God is a miracle walker. God is a glorious God, he's a miracle walker. God is a miracle walker, a miracle walker. God is a glorious God. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. King of glory. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Lord of hosts. You are Yahweh. Alpha. Alpha. Omega, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. The Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. King of glory. The Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, all sufficient God, all sufficient God, the Most High, Most High, all sufficient God, Most High. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new. Every morning, always new. Every morning, great is thy faith. Goodness, oh Lord, great is thy faithfulness. You are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord,
King of glory.
You are the Lord, Most High, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord, Ancient of Days.
You are the Lord, Most High, you are the Lord, Mighty Deliverer, you are the Lord, Most High, you are the Lord.
You do wonders.
You do wonders. Most High, you do wonders.
Yes, you do wonders.
You do wonders. Most High, you do wonders.
You walk miracles.
You walk miracles.
Most High, you want miracles. You want miracles. Most High, you want miracles. Because you are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord. Yes. You are the Lord. Most High. You are the Lord. All we need, the river. All we need, the rain. Living water floats for us again. We pray. Shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain, leaving waters flow to rose again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Lord Jesus, shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. We are grateful. Oh, Lord, we are grateful. Oh, Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. For your kindness, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your mercies, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. Jesus, we give you all the glory, Lamb of God. We give you all the, we give you all the glory. We give you all the, I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad, and I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever. He's alive. Amen. Oh, He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive, forever He's alive. Amen. He's not in the grave, He's alive. Amen. He's a living God, He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever He's alive. Amen. Begin to worship and bless His name. Glorify and adore Him. Magnify Him. Praise Him for who He is. Worship His majesty. Worship His majesty. He's the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. He is the Most High God. He is the Most High God. He is the Most High God. Is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Rock of Israel, the Rock, our fortress, is the Rock, our refuge, a self-sufficient God. Is the all sufficient God. He makes impossible things possible. He controls times and seasons. He alone determines what will happen even before they happen. We praise You, Everlasting Father. You are able. You are able to save, able to heal, able to deliver. You are able to deliver those who trust in You. You are more than able. You are more than able. to answer the prayers of those who trusted you. We praise you, everlasting Father. 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 Eternal God, immortal God, we praise you. Merciful God, faithful God, loving God, we praise you. Most holy God, most righteous, we worship you. You are our Redeemer. You are our Restorer. Our Savior. Our Helper. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. Be praised forever. Be praised forever and ever. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. I want us to thank him with this prayer. You can just say, Father, thank you. For being my everlasting source of help. Say, Father, thank you for being my everlasting source of help. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Every other source will come to an end. But he is the source that cannot come to an end. His help cannot come to an end. His mercies cannot come to an end. They are banished forever. Say, Father, thank you for being my everlasting source of help, for being my everlasting fountain of help. Continue to thank him. Thank you for being the source of my help. Thank you for being a source that cannot dry up. Thank you for being a source of help in my life that cannot dry up, that cannot be terminated, that cannot be stopped. Thank you for being such source of help in my life. Continue to thank you. Continue to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for being my everlasting source of help. Thank you for being my unending source of help. Every other source will end, but you have never stopped helping me. You have never stopped supporting me. You have never stopped blessing me. You have never stopped fighting for me. Thank you, Father, for being my everlasting source of help. Everlasting source of help. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank him. If you say, Father, thank you for taking away confusion from my life. Thank you for keeping me in perfect peace and joy. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for taking away confusion, anxiety, worries, fears from my life. Thank you for keeping me in perfect peace and joy. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking away confusion from my life. Thank you for taking away my troubles and sorrows. Thank you for taking away depression from my life. Thank you for taking away anxiety and fears from my life. Thank you for taking away worries from my life. Thank you for giving me perfect joy and peace and sound mind. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. We saw in the scriptures in Psalm 91. It says, thousands shall fall at your right hand and 10,000 at your left hand. Yeah, but evil will not come near you. Untimely death will not come near you. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for not allowing the evil that prevailed over thousands of people to prevail over my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the evils, the problems that prevailed over thousands of people over the world, over millions of people over the world. You have not allowed such evil to prevail over my whole life. You have not allowed such evil to prevail over my whole family. You have not allowed such evil to prevail over my spouse, over my children, over my siblings, over my family members. You have not allowed evil to prevail over us. Thank you, Father. I believe you are thanking him. Thousands are falling every day, but you are still here, standing in good health. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing the untimely death that killed thousands of people to kill me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to thank him in this way. you begin to say, Father, thank you for blessing me with grace that makes me achieve great things, great success with ease. And thank you, Father, for giving me grace that makes me achieve great success with ease. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say, Father, thank you for giving me grace that makes me achieve great success easily. Thank you, Father, for making it so easy for me to succeed, despite the fact that many people found it difficult to have the type of success I am having right now. But you have made it so easy for me. Thank you, Father. Despite the fact that a lot of people struggle to have the type of success and breakthroughs, success and excellence that I am having right now. Thank you, Lord, for making it so easy for me. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We cannot thank God enough. Yeah, in fact, 24 hours is not enough to thank him. He has done so much for you. He has done so much for us. So you are still going to thank him. You can say, Father, thank you for making me stronger than the things that were once stronger than I am. Say, Father, thank you for making me stronger than the powers that were once stronger than me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for making me stronger than circumstances and situations that were once stronger than I am. Thank you for making me stronger than temptations that were once stronger than me. Thank you for making me stronger than weaknesses and diseases and infections that were once stronger than I am. Thank you, Father, for making me stronger than the powers of darkness, powers of witches and wizards that were once stronger than I am. Thank you, Father, for making me stronger than them all. Thank you for making me stronger than the forces of hell that were once stronger than me. Thank you, Father, for making me stronger than the weaknesses that were stronger than me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, you are the captain of all the heavenly hosts, equip me for victory in the battles of life. Say, Lord Jesus, you are the captain of the heavenly hosts. You are the Lord of hosts. Equip me for victory in the battles of life, in the battles of these last days. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, equip me for victory. The only person that can equip you for victory is Jesus himself. Say, Lord Jesus, equip me for victory in the battles of life, in the battles of this end time, in the battles of these last days. Say, Lord Jesus, strengthen me for victory. Fortify me for victory. Empower me for victory. Empower me, Lord Jesus. Empower me, Lord Jesus. Fortify me, Lord Jesus. Strengthen me, Lord Jesus. Equip me, Lord Jesus, for victory, so that I will not be destroyed by the kingdoms of darkness. Fortify my spirit man with power. Fortify my spirit man with strength. Lord Jesus, fortify my soul and body with strength, with fire, with power for victory in these last days. Continue to pray like that. Fortify me right now. In the name of Jesus, empower me right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I watched a movie some time ago. There was this man that wants to go and he wants to go and fight another person who appears to be very powerful. Yeah, and that man, he knew that if you were to face that powerful man, he would be defeated. If you were to fight that powerful man, you would be defeated. So he began to go to witch doctors. He began to go to all these Satan worshippers. He began to go to them, asking them to give him power, to fortify him, so that when he confronts that powerful man, he will be able to win. Yeah, this is just an example. You see, the situation of the world at this time has got to the point where Christians need to retreat into the place of prayer and fellowship with God to get empowered. Yeah, because the forces of darkness we are fighting, they are very strong. I'm not the type of person that magnify the devil or magnify the power of the devil. Yeah, but I am not foolish see that the devil is not powerful. Yeah, it will be foolishness to say that the devil is not powerful, or that the agents of Satan are not powerful. Yeah, but we know that there is power in Jesus that is greater than the powers of darkness. We know that for sure. Yeah, but today I realize that many Christians are weak against the devil. They are very weak against Satan and his agents. Yeah, and somehow I don't know what is wrong with those Christians. Somehow they are so comfortable being weak against the enemy. They are not going into prayers and fasting to get empowered, to get fortified. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, take me into your room of power and fortify me with power so that I will lose no battle, so that I will win every battle. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, take me into your room of power and fortify me with power. Endue me with power. Fill me with power. Equip me with power and strength to conquer all battles that I face. In the name of Jesus, I hope you are praying this prayer. It's so unfortunate how many Christians have been defeated so easily by darkness. The Lord Jesus, equip me with power. It's so unfortunate how very small demons, very weak demons, have defeated a lot of Christians, including pastors and ministers. Very small demons, very weak demons, have defeated thousands of Christians because they are so weak and powerless. The Lord Jesus, endue me with power. Take me into your room of power. Fill me with power. Jesus said, and ye shall receive power. He said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you receive power. And they waited on the Lord and they got power. Have you also waited on the Lord to receive power? Where is your power? Where is your power over Satan? Where is your power over sickness and diseases? Where is your power over sin? Where is your power over witchcraft, over principalities? Where is your power over Satan? The Lord Jesus, take me into your room of power and fill me with your power, so that I win all battles henceforth, so that I conquer all battles that I face in life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, you're going to pray a lazy Christian is a powerless Christian. A lazy Christian cannot be powerful. Yeah, you might be very hardworking when it comes to secular jobs or other activities. Yeah, physical activities. You might be very hardworking. Yeah, but that will not make you stronger than the devil. To be stronger than the devil, you must be hardworking concerning spiritual things. You must be diligent concerning spiritual things. You must be fervent in spirit. You must be very hardworking when it comes to studying the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, praying without ceasing, fasting very often, serving the Lord, doing evangelism, praying intercessory prayers, and many other spiritual exercises. You must be very diligent. So every lazy spirit must come out of your life. So you are going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, take away every spirit of laziness that is making me to be so lazy concerning spiritual things and spiritual exercises. The fire of the Holy Ghost, take away every spirit of laziness that is making me to be lazy concerning spiritual things and exercises. Open your mouth and pray like that. When you don't feel like praying, that is when you should pray more. When you don't feel like doing spiritual things, that is when you should do it much more. The fire of the Holy Ghost uproots every spirit of laziness, every habit of laziness, every attitude of laziness concerning spiritual things, concerning spiritual exercises. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. A lazy Christian cannot defeat hard-working demons. A lazy Christian cannot conquer hard-working principalities. The fire of the Holy Ghost uproots every laziness in me that is making it difficult for me to do spiritual exercises. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Uproot them now. Why is it that it is when you are supposed to pray that you sleep? Why is that? It is when you are supposed to do spiritual exercises that you start to sleep. That is a problem. The fire of the Holy Ghost uproots every lazy spirit in me that is making me to feel lazy and tired and sleepy when it comes to doing spiritual things and spiritual exercises. Take away that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Take away the spirit right now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, taken with the Spirit right now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot the Spirit from my life. Spirit of lukewarmness. Spirit of coldness towards spiritual things. Spirit of laziness towards spiritual things. Spirit of timidity, sluggishness, spirit of sleepiness towards spiritual things. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot that spirit from my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. There have never come a time in history where Christians are so lazy like the time we are in right now. I mean, Christians have never been lazy as they are now. I don't know if you are getting my point. Throughout history, there have never been a time Christians have been so lazy like the time that we are right now. And do you know why? It is because the enemy wants to destroy a lot of us. Yeah, when the enemy wants to destroy you, it will make you to start becoming lazy towards spiritual things so that it can finish you. Yeah, because they need your spiritual fire to go down for them to finish you, for them to conquer you and destroy your life. Yeah, they need your fire to go down. Yeah, so once they have achieved that, just small attack will finish their mission, their evil mission in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body from the cloud of darkness that is making Christians all over the world to become very weak, to become so weak spiritually. You're going to say, I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body from the cloud of darkness that is making Christians all over the world to be weak spiritually, to become slaves to darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I disconnect myself from that web of darkness. I disconnect myself from that network of darkness, from that cloud of darkness that is making Christians all over the world at this time to become weak spiritually. See, I remove myself from that network right now in the name of Jesus. I remove my spirit. I remove my soul. I remove my body from the network of darkness that is enforcing spiritual weakness upon Christians all over the world. So I remove my soul from the cloud of darkness that is causing Christians to become weak spiritually. I remove my life from that web of darkness. right now in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be weak spiritually. I refuse to be weak in my spirit man. I refuse to be weak in my soul. I refuse to be weak in my body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. And the problem is you know, the problem is not the fact that we are spiritually weak. The problem is the fact that we are comfortable with that. That is exactly where the problem is. The problem is in the fact that Christians are now so comfortable with spiritual weakness. They are now so comfortable being a slave to Satan, being a slave to sin, being a slave to darkness. That is where the problem is. So I hope you are not comfortable. I hope you have not gotten to that point where you are now comfortable and you are now happy with your spiritual condition, despite the fact that you know you are now so weak spiritually, and yet you are still smiling and you are still happy. I hope your situation hasn't returned to that. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, ignite your fire in me that will make me uncomfortable with lukewarmness. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, stir up your fire in me that will make me uncomfortable with weakness, that will make me uncomfortable with defeat, with slavery, with lukewarmness. Open your mouth and pray like that. The kingdom of heaven is looking for Christians that can never be comfortable with weakness, with sin, with lukewarmness, with darkness. Heaven is looking for such Christians. So Holy Spirit, stir up in me fire that will make me uncomfortable with the works of darkness. Fire that will make me uncomfortable with weakness, with lukewarmness, with coldness, with spiritual coldness. Holy Spirit, give me that fire right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Fire that will make me to never tolerate sin. Fire that will make me to never tolerate the works of the flesh. Fire that will make me to never tolerate that. Or demons. Holy Spirit, give me that fire right now. Baptize me now in that fire. Baptize me in that fire right now in the name of Jesus. Baptize me in that fire. I know of Christians that cannot do without praying for 24 hours, 6 hours every day. If they don't do it, they can never be comfortable. I know Christians that cannot do without studying the Bible 2 hours every day. If they don't do it in a day, they can never be comfortable. Why are you so comfortable with spiritual weakness? Pray for fire. That's got to fill you with fire. Why are you so comfortable with with your present spiritual condition that is very bad? Why are you so comfortable with that type of condition? The Holy Spirit fill me with fire that will make me to never tolerate spiritual laziness, spiritual weakness, or lukewarmness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there are Christians that they wake up every midnight to pray. It has already become of them. There is no day that they do not wake up at midnight to pray. It has already become part of them. Yeah. And then you are envying such type of people. Yeah, maybe you are envying them because you discover that they are successful. Yeah, you should not envy them. Why? Because they are paying the price for the success they have. Yeah. Yeah, they are paying the price for the victory and dominion that they see or experience in their lives. How much, please, have you paid? You are going to pray. I want you to know that a victory, or let me put it this way, there is no shortcut to victory. There is no shortcut to victory in the realm of the Spirit. Yeah, if you don't walk hard, you might never get any victory. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to speak to now. Create in me the heart of a warrior. You're going to say, Father, create in me the heart of a warrior. Help me to begin to have delight in fighting and winning battles. Warriors are people that are excited when battle comes. Those are warriors, not people that are praying that, oh God, take away battles. Oh God, I don't want battles anymore. These battles are too much. Oh God, take away battles from my life. I don't want to fight battles anymore. Those are not warriors. Yeah, those are not warriors. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, create me the heart of a warrior. Make me to be happy when it comes to fighting and winning battles. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, create in me the heart of a warrior that is always excited when battle comes. give me such heart that is always excited to fight and to win battles in the name of Jesus. Father, create in me such heart. Create in me such heart. Give me the heart of a warrior. Give me the heart of a warrior. Give me the heart of a warrior that is always delighted when battle comes. Give me the heart of a warrior that does not wait for the enemy to come, but we go after the enemy to crush them. A warrior does not only fight when the enemy comes. A warrior is someone that goes into the camp of the enemy to destroy them all. That is a warrior. That is a warrior. Say, Father, create in me the heart of a warrior that is always exciting when battle comes. Create in me the heart of a warrior that does not wait for the enemy to come before fighting, but one that goes after the enemy to destroy the enemy in their camps. Give me such heart, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give me such heart, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I have seen some Christians beginning to complain because the enemy was attacking them from every corner. Yeah, some of them would tell me and they would say, I don't know what I did to the devil. What is the devil looking from me? I mean, what does the devil want from me? Why are they attacking me? I'm a nice person. I didn't do anything to them. Why are they coming after my life? Why are they attacking me? That is not the voice of a warrior. That is not how warriors speak. Yeah, warriors don't complain because all kinds of attacks are coming at them from every side. No, warriors don't do that. In fact, warriors are always excited when the enemy comes. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, train me to become a prevailing warrior, a prevailing soldier at this time. Say, Father, train me to become a prevailing soldier, a prevailing warrior at this time. Open your mouth and pray like that. Then David said that the Lord trained his hands to war. It was God himself that trained him to fight and to win battles. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, train my hands to war. Train my hands. Train my spirit to make war and conquer at this time.
in the name of Jesus. Free me, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit, to fight and conquer battles, to fight and win battles. Free me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Free me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Train my hands to make war and to prevail in these last days. Train my hands to make war and to prevail in these last days. Show me the secrets of victory in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, show me the secrets of victory in the name of Jesus. Show me the weapons of war that I need to fight with and prevail at this time in the name of Jesus. Train me to become a prevailing warrior at this time in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. I have said it before that you cannot be a victorious soldier if you are entangled by the things of this world. If you have been entangled by the things of this world, you cannot become a prevailing warrior. If you have allowed the things of this world to capture you, because everything in this world, they have the ability to enslave you. So Satan used them to capture believers. A lot of people have been captured by money. And all that they go about doing is to make money. Some other people have been captured by certain pleasures of sin, and all they want is to enjoy that pleasure. They prefer to enjoy worldly pleasures than to fight and overcome darkness. So if you have allowed the things of this world to entangle you, to capture you, you cannot become a prevailing soldier at this time. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from everything, every earthly thing, every worldly thing that have entangled my life, that have captured my life, and is making it difficult for me to prevail. The fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from every entanglement of worldliness. Deliver me from every entanglement of worldly pleasure, every entanglement of worldly things. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me now. Deliver me now in the name of Jesus. Satan will always use the things that you love so much to capture you and to bring you down. Pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from every entanglement of sin. Deliver me from every entanglement of worldliness. Deliver me from every entanglement of worldly pleasure. Deliver me from every entanglement of worldly things, of earthly things. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me right now. In the name of Jesus, deliver me right now so that I can become a prevailing warrior in these last days. Deliver me now. Deliver me right now. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my soul from the captivity of worldliness. The fire of the Holy Ghost, release my soul from the captivity of earthly things. Release my soul from the captivity of earthly pleasures, worldly pleasures. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my soul right now. Release my soul right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have been praying. There is always something Satan is using to bring you down spiritually. Yeah, people don't just go down spiritually. Satan will always use something. Yeah, but I don't know why Christians, will not get rid of those things, even though they know those things. So it's more like Satan has bewitched the Christians of these last days, the Christians of today. It's like we have been bewitched. Yeah, because I don't know why a Christian will know what Satan is using to bring him or her down spiritually and still leave that thing, and still leave that thing there in his or her life. Yeah, I don't know why, you will know what Satan is using to weaken your spiritual life, and yet you refuse to get rid of that thing. That is bewitchment. Yeah, and that is not normal. That is a great problem. Yeah, a great problem. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire. I receive strength to get rid, to separate from everything Satan is using to weaken my spiritual life. See, I receive fire. I receive fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. See, I receive fire right now. In the name of Jesus. I receive fire. In the name of Jesus. I receive fire to separate from everything the kingdom of darkness are using to weaken my spiritual life, to weaken my prayer life. I receive fire to separate from them. I receive fire to get rid of them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. I receive fire. I receive fire. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to get rid, to run away from everything, to get rid of everything that Satan is using to weaken my spiritual life and prayer life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to cut off those things from my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. You're going to see what the Bible said about real sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Sons of God are always being led by the Spirit of God. So the question is, are you being led by the Spirit of God? And not only that, whenever the Spirit of God is leading you, do you follow? Do you agree? Do you obey? Yeah, you see, those that will win the battles of these last days are people that are being led by the Spirit of God. These are the people, these are the ones that will win the battles of these last days. If you are not being led by the Spirit of God, you cannot win the battle of these last days. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I surrender to your leadership. Lead me always. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I surrender to your leadership, to your guidance, to your lordship. Lead me always. Control my life at all times. Open your mouth and pray like that. Control my life. Control my thoughts. Control my speech. Control my actions. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. Lead my life always. I hand over my entire life to you. Lead my life always. Lead my life always. Lead my life always so that I will not be wasted by my enemies. So that I will not be defeated by my enemies. So Holy Spirit, control my life. Control my thoughts. Control my words. Control my actions. Control my daily activities. So that I will not be enslaved by darkness. So that I will not lose in the battles of life. So that I will not be conquered by the forces of darkness. So Holy Spirit, lead my life. Guide my life. Direct my life. From this day onwards, in the name of Jesus, I surrender to your guidance. I surrender to your control. I surrender to your leadership. I surrender to your lordship. Holy Spirit, control my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it is very important that you are being led by the Spirit of God when it comes to getting victorious over the enemy. Yeah, you need prophetic intelligence. You need divine intelligence when it comes to winning spiritual battles. Yeah, some people, they try to fight spiritual battles by their own wisdom, by their human wisdom. So they just gather some, you know, some they buy books, prayer books. Some they just gather a lot of prayer points. And then they say, by the time I finish praying all these prayers, my problem will be solved. And then after they have prayed all those prayer points, and they have followed all the instruction they read in the book, their problems still remain. Why? Yeah, because they followed their human wisdom. Now, I'm not saying, reading those kind of books or using prayer books to pray is wrong. Yeah. But the question is that what the Holy Spirit wants you to do at that time? Those prayers, are they the right prayers the Holy Spirit wants you to pray at that time? Yeah, it's good to have access to a lot of prayer points. You know, just as we have a lot of prayer points in this ministry. Yeah, if you go to our website, you're going to see so many prayer points. Yeah, to pray. Yeah. But you can pray many of them and yet not get what you are looking for. Yeah. So it is important that you allow the Holy Spirit guide your prayers. Yeah. And even when you are going to use prayer publications or prayer books, let it be that the Holy Spirit led you in that direction. Yeah, like for instance, all the prayer publications we use for our weekly fastings, it is the Holy Spirit that used to select those prayer publications. Yeah, I don't just look for anyone and give. Yeah, the Holy Spirit used to select them. Yeah, so there is a need for you to be guided by the Holy Spirit if you are going to win battles. So don't just follow your human wisdom. Yeah, don't just follow your human wisdom. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I surrender my prayer life to your guidance and control. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I surrender my prayer life to your guidance and control. Take over my prayer life. Lead me to pray the kind of prayers that I'm supposed to pray per time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. So Holy Spirit, I hand over my prayer life to you. Lead my prayer life. Guide my prayer life. Control my prayer life. Make sure that I pray the right prayers per time. In the name of Jesus, make sure that I pray the right prayers that God wants me to pray per time. Holy Spirit, control my prayer life. Holy Spirit, control my prayer life. Control my tongue whenever I'm in prayer. Control my thoughts whenever I'm in prayer. Control my words whenever I'm in prayer. Give me the right words to say. Give me the right prayers to pray per time. In the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, give me the right prayers to pray per time. In the name of Jesus. Give me the right prayers to pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by your Spirit, lead me into great victories. Say, Father, by your Spirit, lead me into great victories. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your Spirit in me, lead me into great victories. Lead me into great victories. Lead me in such a way that I obtain victories over my enemies. Say, Father, lead me by your Spirit in such a way that I get victorious over my enemies. In the name of Jesus, lead me, Father. Lead me into great victories. Lead me into great victories. Lead me in such a way that I get victories in my battles. In the name of Jesus, do not allow me to fight in vain. Do not allow me to pray in vain. Lead me, O Lord, into great victories in the name of Jesus. Do not allow me to pray and fast in vain. Lead me into victories. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And there are times that the enemy would think they have already succeeded over your life. Yeah, because of so much evil work they have done in their realms against you. Yeah, there are times that the people in witchcraft, that is the people practicing witchcraft, they would think they have already succeeded over you because of a lot of rituals they did in their secret place against you. But then the Holy Spirit will just give you a very simple instruction, a very simple direction. And then once you follow that direction, all that the enemy did, you know, would just be wasted and be in vain. This is why it is very important to be guided and led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, it has a way of saving you from deadly traps and deadly attacks. Yeah, when the enemy already programmed your downfall, they already planned your downfall. Yeah, and in fact, maybe they already set a particular date for your defeat and downfall. And then you just got a direction from the Holy Spirit. And then you just follow that direction. And then all that they have planned, you know, suddenly became wasted. Yeah, because the direction the Holy Spirit gave you was able to lift you above all that they have done. So it is very important that you are guided by the Spirit of God at this time. Very important. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me prophetic intelligence that will give me a super advantage over my enemies. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me prophetic intelligence that will give me a great advantage over my enemy, that will make me to rule over my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Prophetic intelligence is when you are always correct in your battle against the enemy. You always hit them at the spot that will destroy them. You have the perfect information about the weakness of your enemies, and you know how to target them. You know where to hit to break their strongholds. That is prophetic intelligence. It means you know how to operate in such a way that they are never able to conquer you. You have divine intelligence, divine information. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, give me prophetic intelligence that will put me above my enemies. Give me prophetic intelligence that will make me rule over my enemies. Holy Spirit, give me divine intelligence. Give me divine intelligence that will make me outsmart my enemies. Give me such intelligence right now in the name of Jesus. Give me divine intelligence that will make me always, that will make me to always dominate my enemies in the name of Jesus. Give me prophetic intelligence right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. To be led by the Spirit of God is to be in agreement with the Spirit of God. To be led by the Spirit of God is to be on the same page with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will not lead you if you are not in agreement with Him, if you have a different motive from His own motive, if you have a different mindset from the Spirit's mindset, if you have a different agenda from the Spirit's agenda, you will not be led by the Spirit of God. Yeah, if you have a nature that is different from the nature of the Holy Spirit, from the nature of Jesus, it will be hard for the Holy Spirit to lead you. So you and the Holy Spirit must agree. And the Bible says, can two walk together except they agree? Yeah. So if there is no agreement between you and the Spirit, He will not be able to lead you. If you do not have the same heart, the same mind that the Spirit have, He cannot lead you. In fact, even if He tries to lead you, you are not going to feel anything. You're not going to hear anything. You're not going to see anything, even if He tries to lead you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to come into agreement with Your Spirit in my life. So Father, help me to come into agreement with Your Holy Spirit in my life, the Holy Spirit that You have given to me. So Father, help me to come into agreement with Him. Open your mouth and pray like that. Help me to agree with the Holy Spirit You have given me. Help me to have the same motive that He has. Help me to have the same mind that He has. Help me to have the same nature that He has. We call Him Holy Spirit because He is holy. That is why the name is Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Yeah, because He is holy. He is not polluted spirit. is the Holy Spirit. So how will he lead you if you are not holy? How will Holy Spirit lead an unholy person? See, Father, help me to have the same nature that your Spirit has, so that I can be led by your Spirit. So, Father, help me to have the same holiness nature that your Holy Spirit has. Help me to be holy, so that your Holy Spirit can walk with me, can lead me in every day of my life. Help me, Father. Help me to have the same mind that is in the Holy Spirit. The same mind the Holy Spirit have, help me to have it. Help me to have the same plans, the same agenda the Holy Spirit have. Help me to have the same desire, the same ambition the Holy Spirit has. If you have self-ambition, you have another ambition. There is not the Spirit's ambition. He will not lead you. He will not guide you. Father, help me to have the same goal, the same ambition that your Holy Spirit has. Help me to have the same thought that your Holy Spirit has, so that he can easily lead me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. Yeah, there are some people, they are asking God to give them the anointing to work miracles, or the power to work miracles, the power to heal the sick. Yeah, but they do not have the motive that the Holy Spirit have. They do not have the same mind that the Holy Spirit have concerning working miracles, concerning healing the sick. So they desire such power because of pride. They desired such power because they want to show themselves that they are anointed, that they are favored by God, and not because they really have compassion for the sick, not because they really love the people and want them to be delivered. I want them to be liberated, to be healed, to be transformed. So they do not have love and compassion for souls, for men. They needed the power from God to satisfy their own self ambitions and to satisfy their pride and lust. And that is why God refused to give them the power, because they have a different mind from God's mind. They have a different motive, different agenda from God's agenda. So you're going to pray. Maybe the reason why God is not speaking to you about certain things is because concerning those things, you and him are not on the same page. You have not yet surrendered to his will concerning those things. You still have your own self ambition or your own self-centered motive. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to surrender my opinions, my plans, my will at your feet and embrace your own will. Say, Father, help me to drop my own opinion, my own ideas, my own intentions and desires at your feet and embrace your own will. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to lay down my own desires, my own ambitions, my own opinion, my own desires, my own plans, my own motives. Help me to lay them down at your feet and pick up your own will for my life. In the name of Jesus, help me to surrender my own will, to embrace your own will. Help me to give up my own will so as to pick up your own will. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, to surrender my own plans and embrace your own plan for my life. In the name of Jesus, help me to surrender my own desires and embrace your own desires for my life. In the name of Jesus, help me to surrender my own principles and embrace your own principles for my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Now, if you read the verse that came before this one, if you read verse 13 of the same Romans chapter 8, of the same Romans chapter 8, it says, for if we live after the flesh, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Yeah, you cannot be led by the Spirit of God when you are in the flesh. When you are living after the flesh, it will be difficult. In fact, it is impossible to be led by the Spirit of God when you are in the flesh. So you must put the flesh to death. That is the meaning of mortify. Putting the flesh to death. That is the desires of your body, carnal desires, including those desires that doesn't look sinful. Yeah, because when we talk about the flesh, some people think it's only about sinful things that the flesh lead us to do. There are other things your flesh also lead you to do that, you know, that don't that don't really are sinful. Yeah, there's some other things that the desires in your body will be pushing you to do that are not necessarily sinful, but you still need to put them to death so that you can be alive in your spirit to hear from God, to be led by God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace to walk in the Spirit. Give me grace to put the deeds of my flesh to death so that I can walk in the Spirit at all times. And so that the Holy Spirit can be able to lead me at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me the grace to stop living after the flesh. Give me the grace to stop yielding to the deeds of my body, to the desires in my body. Give me the grace to stop yielding to the flesh. Give me the grace to put the desires of the flesh to death at all times so that I can be sensitive in my spirit to be led by your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace right now. Father, give me the grace right now. The grace to put the flesh to death at all times so that my spirit can be alive to be led by the Holy Spirit. Give me the grace, Father. Give me the fire to do this. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points to be led by the Holy Spirit. You must be full of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, to be controlled by the Holy Spirit is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And to be filled with the Holy Spirit is to be emptied of yourself. To be emptied of yourself. So you're going to pray. The Spirit cannot fill you if you are full of self. If you only, you know, you always care about yourself, all that you think about is yourself, the Spirit will not be able to fill you. Forget about those that speak in tongues. Yeah, you can speak in tongues and yet you are not carrying the fullness of the Spirit. I think I've explained this one before. Yeah, there was a prayer session I took time to explain. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to empty, how should I put it? Help me to live a selfless life so that I can carry the fullness of your Holy Spirit. So, Father, help me to live a life that is void of self so that I can carry the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and pray like that. The real meaning of love is absence of self. You don't have love until you no longer care about yourself. And all you care about is God and others. That is when you have love. That is the real love. The real love is sacrificial. Pray. The real love is selfless. It's not about self. And until you begin to have that type of love, you cannot carry the fullness of the Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, help me. The Father, help me. Help me to live a selfless life. Help me to live a selfless life so that I can carry the fullness of the Holy Spirit at all times. Help me to live a life that is not about myself. Father, help me to live a life that is not about myself, that is not about what I want, that is not about what I want to be, that has nothing to do with myself. Help me to live that type of life. In the name of Jesus, help me to live a selfless life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray to be filled with the Holy Ghost is to be full of faith. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to be filled with faith. Now, when the Bible was describing about Stephen, the Bible said Stephen was a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. So to be full of the Holy Ghost is to be full of faith, because the Holy Ghost is the spirit of faith, not a spirit of fear. Yeah, you cannot have the fullness of the Holy Spirit with fear in your life, or with doubt, or with unbelief. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be full of faith so that your Holy Spirit can fill me up, so that your Holy Spirit can rest upon my life, can empower me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that, so that your Holy Spirit can lead me. If you are not full of faith, the Holy Spirit will not lead you, because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of faith. So, Father, help me to be full of faith. Help me to be full of faith. and not of fear, and not of doubt, and not of unbelief. Help me, Father, to be full of faith, so that I can carry the fullness of your Holy Ghost. Help me to be full of faith, so that your Holy Spirit can lead me and use me mightily. Help me, Father, to be full of faith. Help me to be full of faith in the name of Jesus. Help me to get rid of fears and doubt and unbelief. Help me to get rid of lack of trust in God, lack of trust in you. Help me to get rid of that. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your love and mercy and compassion. Thank you for your presence and power in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you for destroying all the works our enemies were busy doing against us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for all the battles you have conquered for us. Thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for all our problems that you have solved already. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making ways for us in places where there are no ways. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your power that is working great and mighty things on the inside of us and on the outside of us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on everyone here and grant their heart desires that are in agreement with your will for them. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you subdue every stubborn enemy in the lives of your people under their feet right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall not be a victim of the strong warfare that is going on between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of darkness. I pray that you shall not be a victim in the name of Jesus. You shall be a victor. You shall be victorious in the name of Jesus. The strength and the power to rule over your enemies and not become their prey receive right now in Jesus' name the strength and power to fight darkness and conquer them easily. Receive right now in Jesus' name the grace to rise above all the limitations the dark kingdom has set over your life and destiny. Receive the grace now in Jesus' name. The power that will make you to move forward with speed at this time. Receive that power right now in Jesus' name. I pray that the light of God shine upon your life and give you clarity and guidance concerning the things you are confused about. In Jesus' name, the strength of the Lord shall replace your weaknesses, and henceforth you shall no longer experience lukewarmness and laziness and tiredness concerning spiritual things in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.